All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular Board of Directors meetings. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here tonight. Before beginning, a couple of reminders. As always, first, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. But as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your question or your comment. So with that, we'll open up Magnolia Public Schools regular Board of Directors meetings. The day is Thursday, November 18th, 2021, and the time is 6:06 p.m. At this time, I ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please call the meeting to order.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here. I would like to officially call our meeting to order.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. So with that, I'll record attendance so we can establish quorum. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano.
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Dickish. Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov? All right, we have three board members joining with us tonight. We still reach quorum, so we will continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. So with the approval of the agenda, the recommendation is for after closed session, instead of 3A, the approval of MPS health and safety policy. The first item for the action item would be 3B. Approval of form of purchase and sell agreement for the acquisition of the property located at 18242 and 18244 Sherman Way, Reseda, California, 91335. So that is the recommendation for the change of the agenda, just to move 3B as the first action item after closed session. With that, I'll ask the board if they like to move with this new recommended motion.
So moved with the recommendation.
Thank you, Dr. Yabano. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yabano?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez? Ms. Gonzalez, for your vote? Alrighty, we just lost her. So at this time, we cannot move forward with the agenda unless Ms. unless Ms. Gonzalez joins back. I think she's having technical issues. So at this moment, we'll just pause until she regains access. And while we're waiting, I'll just check on the status. All righty, everyone, sorry for the wait. Ms. Gonzalez is still having issues, so at this time, just for minutes purposes, she stepped out at 6:11 to fix that issue. But we do have Mr. Mohamedov joining us with us today. Mr. Mohamedov, can you hear me?
Hi, Jennifer. Yes, I can hear you. Just connected. Hello, everyone.
And Mr. Mohamedov, so minutes purposes, Mr. Mohamedov joined us at 6:11 p.m. Mr. Mohamedov, right now we're taking a motion for the approval of the agenda. So there is a change. The new motion is after closed session, the first action item would be 3B, approval of form of purchase and sell agreement for the acquisition of the property at 18242 and 18244 Sherman Way.
Okay, thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, what's your vote? Are you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, everyone, for reiteration for the approval of agenda, Dr. Yapano made the motion, Ms. Covarrubias seconded. Yes and yes to Ms. Covarrubias, Dr. Yapano, Mr. Mohamedov said yes as well. So the agenda has been approved with that change. Next, we'll move on to the public comments. So as a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, board members, Magnolia family and community, Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO and superintendent of Magnolia Public Schools. Today, I come to you with a very appreciative heart, and I just want to acknowledge all the school's hard work over the past 3.5 months, and we are going into Thanksgiving break. So I do want to acknowledge the school's hard work and effort and wish them all an amazing break, which all of them will begin next week, especially our teachers and support staff. They'll have the entire week. So I just wanna wish them a happy Thanksgiving break with their family and friends. And also I wanna just, talk about today. And today we did have a wonderful, wonderful event with our principals, where we did have a principals meeting, but we also celebrated today as a group, and we gave thanks for the many blessings all of us have as members of the Magnolia family. And with that, I want to thank Makan, who was able to join us on behalf of the board as we celebrated with our school site. So again, very grateful for the amazing team that we have at the school sites, and I just want to wish every Magnolia team member a great Thanksgiving break next week. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. With that, is there any announcements that our board members would like to make at this time?
I would also like to thank everybody for their hard work, not just these 3.5 months, but just for years of dedication to this organization, for all their hard work. Thank you to all the board members for all their volunteering. And thank you, MECOM, for representing us. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there, but thank you for representing us.
Absolutely, Ms. Covarrubias and board members. It was a really memorable and exciting time for me after all this, COVID and principals and central office coming together. So it was actually my pleasure to be there. I think I enjoyed it the most. So thanks for organizing it, home office.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov, for joining.
I also like to thank all the staff members and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving holiday break.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Yes, on a great note, happy early Thanksgiving to all. I think this is going to be our last meeting before we hit the Thanksgiving break. So thanks, Dr. Yapano, for mentioning that. Is there any other announcements our board members would like to make at this time? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the approval of minutes from October 28th, 2021 and November 4th, 2021. Is there any objections from our board members in voting these 2 minutes together?
No.
Perfect. Before taking that motion, Dr. Digbush just joined. Dr. Digbush, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Hi, Dr. Digbush. Thank you for joining. For minutes purposes, Dr. Digbush joined us at 6:16 p.m. Alrighty, so the motion is for to approve the minutes from the MPS regular board meeting on October 28th, 2021 and the MPS regular board meeting for November 4th, 2021. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move.
Seconded, Mieka.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapanu?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Digbush?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The minutes for October 28th, 2021 and November 4th, 2021 has been approved. Next, we'll move on to closed session. To clarify, there is a typo in this agenda. So the corrected address for the conference with real property negotiators is 18242 and 18244 Sherman Way. Just to clarify that way it's reflected properly. So with that, Ms. Covarrubias, if you may please announce the closed session items.
Yes, we're going to discuss two items. One is public employment, and two is going to be a conference with the real property negotiators for Magnolia Science Academy 1.
Perfect. Thank you. So with that, I'll open up the closed session room for those that need to join. For those that are here in open session, feel free to mute yourselves, turn out your microphones. We're anticipating closed session to be around 45 minutes. Perfect, everyone. Welcome back to open session. The time is so weird. I don't know where my phone is.
6:52.
Oh, thank you. I don't know why. Thank you.
No problem.
Welcome back to open session. The time is 6:52 p.m. For minutes purposes, Ms. Gonzalez joined us at 6:19 p.m. So with that, I ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please report out of closed session.
Yes, we discussed our two items and the board directed the staff to follow up on these items.
Thank you for that, Ms. Covarrubias. Before moving on to action items, I'll open up the floor if there's any public comments. Perfect. If no public comments, move forward with the agenda. As stated in the approval of agenda, we'll go to action item 3B, approval of form of purchase and sale agreement for the acquisition of the property located at 18242 and 18244 Sherman Way, Reseda, California, 91335. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel and Director of Facilities. Ms. Ontiveros?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Good evening, board members. So we are asking the board this evening to approve the form of purchase and sale agreement for the acquisition of the property located adjacent to our middle school at 18242 and 18244. It consists of a parcel of land with a building on it, as well as a separate parcel with a surface parking lot on it. This, as you may recall, we have already signed a letter of intent with the owners for this transaction, and we are simply asking the board at this time to approve the contract form that will memorialize the transaction, open the escrow, and allow us to move forward with doing due diligence on the property. In this report, I summarize some of the basic terms. Price is $4 million. We have a free look period of 90 days with an option to extend it by 30 days for $10,000. We have a good faith deposit that would be due at the opening of escrow for $50,000. And we have a closing period of 30 days. And the owner has the option to extend it for an additional 120 days. We are seeking financing for this transaction. At this time, we do not have that in place as of yet, but we are working with our financial advisor, John Buck, as well as our existing bondholder, Hamlin Capital Management, to figure out what's the most advantageous financing for this project. So at this time, again, we're asking for the board to approve this form of contract. The board would also be providing the CEO and superintendent the authority to negotiate any changes that may be necessary and in the best interest of Magnolia, and grant him the authority to sign this agreement. And finally, does allow him to assign this contract to a limited liability company of Magnolia Properties Management Inc. For financing purposes. So I hope that's all clear. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If there are no questions or comments for this item, we'll move forward with the motion. So the motion is for the board to approve the form of purchase and sale agreement attached as Exhibit A, the PSA, for the acquisition of the real property located at 18242 through 18444 Sherman Way, the property immediately adjacent to the Magnolia Science Academy 1 campus in Reseda, to grant the MPS CEO and superintendent the authority to negotiate and approve such changes to the PSA as he shall deem necessary and appropriate and in the best interest of MPS, and to sign and deliver the same in order to open escrow for the acquisition of the property. And three, grant the MPS CEO and superintendent the authority to assign the PSA to a wholly owned subsidiary of Magnolia Properties Management Inc. for the purposes of financing and closing the transaction. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Iapono?
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous vote. Next, we'll go to action item 3A, which is approval of updated MPS health and safety policy and injury and illness prevention program, IIPP COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Hushmirza, Director of Human Resources.
Hi, good evening, board members, Magnolia staff and families. This is Daria Hajmirza, the Director of Human Resources of Magnolia Public Schools. Tonight I'm presenting this agenda, the approval of the updated health and safety policy and IAPP plan based on the recent guidelines from LA County, which is as highlighted in the policy, is the extracurricular activities in specific to music classes that involve playing instrument in a group setting where a face mask must be removed to play. They either have to be held outdoors or use a modified face covering that allow for direct contact with the instruments, or and also the individuals may practice instruments indoors if they're alone in a studio or a room with the door closed. So that was the main changes or minor changes that are highlighted in the health and safety policy. With that, I will turn it back over to Jennifer, and if anyone else has any questions or comments, I'm available to answer.
Thank you, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If no questions or comments from our board, the motion is for the board to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy alongside the injury and illness prevention program IIPP COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I move the motion.
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush. Thank you, Dr. Yabana. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yabana?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Mohamedov? Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes. Sorry, I'm getting disconnected, Jennifer.
No worries. Thank you for your yes vote. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with the unanimous vote on this item. Next, we move on to action item 3C, which is approval of MPS preferred vendors list. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros, our general counsel director of facilities, but I'll turn it over to Mr. Sahin, the project manager. Mr. Sahin?
Yes, good evening, board members, colleagues, and stakeholders. This is Mustafa Sahin, the project manager. The item in front of you tonight is to approve our preferred vendor list. So what is preferred vendor list, right? So preferred vendor list is allows the private sites to get all facility related issues below $50,000 fixed faster and without getting 3 required quotes by our fiscal policy. So we compiled this list by asking principals to, you know, to identify the vendors that they would like to continue to work with. And again, we, you know, as a facility department, we still recommend our school sites to get at least 2 quotes for the projects below $55,000. I mean, over $5,000. You know, you can go down and there is no budgetary impact. And I may answer if any questions you guys might have.
Thank you, Mr. Sahin. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If there's no questions or comments from our board, the motion is for the board to approve the list of vendors attached as Exhibit A to be added to the preferred vendors list previously approved by the MPS board to provide various services to MSA 1, MSA 7, MSA Santa Ana, and MSA San Diego sites. The co-located sites, MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8, are not listed here because they received their facility services from LAUSD. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion. It's Diane.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yabano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. Next, we'll move on to action item 3D, approval of MSA San Diego Facilities and Maintenance Service Agreement. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel Director of Facilities, but I'll turn it once again over to Mr. Sahin, our project manager.
Good evening, dear board members. Again, this is Mustafa Sayin, the project manager. So this site to site, it's a name of the company that San Diego was using it for their janitorial and then facility services. And you know, after they highly spoke about, so they also recommended to other campuses. So now they are, you know, they are going to be also serving other campuses. But in order for us to be able to work with them, we needed to run an RFP for the services that they were or they are going to provide. And then we, you know, went through the RFP process. This company was not listed on our master vendor list that you guys approved in June. So that's why we are bringing in front of you just to approve this agreement with site to site so they can also provide services to other site, other Magnolia schools. Again, the schools are gonna be using their budgeted amount, so there is no budgetary impact for this item. As you know, after they serve San Diego and MSA 1, and then they were serving also MSA 6 before they moved. So the total amount that they would be getting from us is over 50,000. So that's why we just needed to bring it to your, you know, in front of you too. That's it. Yeah.
Right. I'd like to make the motion to approve.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, okay. Before going to board members' questions, I want to open it up first to members of the public if they have any questions or comments. Okay, no questions or comments from the members of the public. I'll open it up to the board.
Yeah, I have a question. Is this the only company in that category, like just serving San Diego, and because of that it was not included in the vendor list, but now we want to put it there?
So it's a good question, Dr. Dikbash. So it's not the only vendor, but they gave a good, very good price. Like, just to give you an example, last year in May or April, we deep clean our middle school site, and then they charged us $7,600. So when we asked this company to see how much they would deep clean, they were like, oh, $3,000. So the price difference is very, you know, at least like 50%, you know, or actually it's not 50%. Yeah, you know. So they, and he is also one of our parents. And then they have been, you know, the San Diego site has been very, very pleased with their service so far. And then they recommended, you know, that's why. Because, you know, in our financial policies, so there is a policy. I think the business department needs to bring it to the board just to change, to make a change on that. Is collectively we cannot pay if a company is going to get more than 50,000 collectively, that has to come to the board meeting, that they have to provide RFP and other, you know, other measures to be able to provide that services. I hope I'm making sense.
Okay, got it. Yeah, makes sense. Maybe another follow-up question, I guess it's related with the previous one also. Essentially, all these companies, we are saying, hey, we worked them in the past with them. And mm-hmm. when we were selecting them, we already did like three competing offers. And based on the value and service they are bringing, we are happy with it. And that's exactly why we want to continue. And for them, they were lower than 50, but now expanding to LA, now becoming more than 50. That's why we are saying we want to put them in the essentially preferred vendor list.
Yes. So by approving this, we are saying that this vendor is in our master list. I think that's a difference. Yes. Master list is yes. for the companies who are getting over 50,000. Preferred vendor list is less than 50,000.
Okay, so I'm assuming they were already in the preferred vendor list. Now we are moving into the master.
Exactly, yes, they are.
Okay,
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush. Is there any further questions or comments from our members of the board?
Wait, I'm sorry, there's two lists, the preferred and the master, or is the same thing?
There are two lists. So preferred vendor list is going to be used for the project less than $50,000. Master vendor list is gonna be used for the vendors who are providing services over $50,000. So that is the difference.
Oh, okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Any further questions or comments from our board?
Hi, Jenny. This is Principal Serge from San Diego. I am driving, but if the board has any questions for me, I would be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Serge. Is there any questions from our board to Mr. Serge?
Yes. Would you please drive safely?
Yes, we'll do. Thank you. We had a really good principal's meeting today. I'm just going back to San Diego. That's why I'm driving. Thank you, Dr. Dickbush.
Okay.
Great question, Dr. Dickbush. Is there any further questions from our board? Alrighty, if not, the motion is for the board of directors to grant approval to the CEO and superintendent of MPS, Mr. Alfredo Rubalcaba, to sign the agreement with site-to-site cleaning services. Would a board member like to move the motion?
Yeah, I move the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, third.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for signing. I'll take a roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. Before going into the adjournment, I want to wish everyone a great Thanksgiving or other ways of celebrating for this wonderful November season. So with that, I'll ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please adjourn. The time is 7:12 p.m.
Yes, thank you. Again, I would like to thank everybody for joining our meeting and for all their hard work and many blessings on this Thanksgiving week with all your loved ones.
Thank you. Are you adjourning the meeting?
Sorry, yes, I would like to adjourn the meeting.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Good holidays, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone. Good happy night. Holidays.
Good night, everyone.
Take care.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.